Hi, hello everyone. My name is Ermagan and we're back with Founders Grit. Today we have Matt Fornaseri. He is the founder of a company called Gremlin and he's going to be telling us more about it. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
No worries. Thank you for coming. So can you tell us a bit more about Gremlin? Like, first of all, why the name Gremlin?
Well, so Gremlin comes from the etymology comes from, you know, way back when in some story tales. But really, I think the main reason for Gremlin is gremlins were these, you know, mythical animals, mythical beasts that would actually go and sort of silently and benevolently go tinker around with mechanics. And that's really what our company does. We are a chaos engineering platform. Our mission is to make the internet more reliable by injecting controlled chaos into people's systems. So really, you know, benevolent little agents that go tinker with your systems to see how they handle different amounts of stress and different amounts of chaos in the real world.
Oh, that is so interesting. So, okay, for my followers, I want to ask you to break down what chaos engineering is. Like explain to me, like I'm five. What is chaos engineering?
Absolutely. So chaos engineering, I mean, a very similar term would be stress testing. So when you engineer these large complex systems, you have a lot of assumptions that you hold in your head about, you know, I can handle 20% more CPU here, or I can handle, you know, injecting an extra 500 milliseconds of latency. What chaos engineering is the actual practice of going out into the real world and injecting those failures in a very scientific way. So following the scientific method and then observing the outcomes. So it's really the validation of all of these assumptions that you have in your system by actually injecting the failure. So that's kind of the high level. And I realize that probably wasn't the best for a five-year-old, but that's what I got. So, yeah.
Well, the thing is, five-year-olds nowadays are pretty smart. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I know some five-year-olds who might just be able to get it.
For five-year-olds, we go break things on purpose, you know, to see if they can understand it. How about that?
Yeah, that is more apt. I have another question just to understand it a bit better. Say I have an e-commerce company and I have a website. Now, the thing is, I would have engineers who would probably do this stress testing, who built the website, who are making sure my systems are in place and are working. So why would they not do this stress testing on their own?
So they would do their stress test on their own. What Gremlin provides them is a platform to do it really simply, safely, and securely. Those are our three product principles. And when you go out into the real world and you're actually breaking things, you want to be able to have a fallback mechanism. You want to have, we use a mechanism called a dead man switch, where if any of the agents can't communicate with our control plane, we stop all the experiments that are running. And so instead of the engineers needing to create their own tool set to do this thing, they can leverage Gremlin and they get a lot right out of the box. And a lot of what we're working on now is, you know, helping them even understand where their weak points might be. So it's just, it's our core competency. It's what we do day in and day out. And so we just, we want to help engineers get better at their craft and really understand better how their systems can fail.
I understand. So basically helping, so you guys are experts in this and you want to make sure that you can do this pretty fast. Why should an engineer waste their good amount of time trying to figure out all these platforms and ways to do a stress test on something which is already working, which probably has customers already?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we give you an agent, you go install it, we tell you what to do, and you go break it. Like that's the whole idea, and really observe what happens with your system. So to make it as easy as possible, that's the whole idea. Simplicity is one of those core product principles that I think a lot of companies forget, and it's been one of ours since day one.
Interesting. Okay. So how did you come about? Like, did you just one day wake up and say, so I'm going to make a company which helps other companies break down their systems in a controlled way? Like, how did you come about with this?
I mean, it's actually been a practice that's been around for a long time. I think a lot of people attribute it to attribute the practice to Netflix and Chaos Monkey, which was a tool set they came out with. But this was happening long before that, just more siloed in large companies. And so I was actually incredibly fortunate to be placed on the availability team at Amazon right out of school. And our whole mandate was keeping the retail website up and running and making money. This was a practice that we had already, we were already adopting there. We were already using, and this was back in, 2010, 11 years ago. So it's a practice that's been around. We eventually, my co-founder and I eventually got to a place where we were like, look, somebody's going to make this, democratize this practice, make this product eventually. We're the experts. It may as well be us, right? So exactly. that's the genesis of Gremlin right there.
Ah, okay. So you guys help break systems in a way that can be controlled. Like the first question which comes to mind is, okay, COVID-19 happened 1 year ago. How many systems broke and how many customers did you guys get?
A lot of systems broke and a lot of customers came in. Obviously there were some some market sectors that were particularly hard hit, but a lot of brick and mortar commerce companies went to e-commerce because couldn't have people in store anymore. A lot of websites that weren't used to a ton of traffic coming in, they got this huge influx.
Exactly.
And they weren't prepared. And so the whole idea is, while this was all fresh, everybody was like, okay, we need to test for this in the future. And it was definitely a nice shift in mindset and paradigm that I think worked really well for us.
Interesting. So with all of these requests coming your way, did you guys feel like you had to scale up or like increase your team size or like augment it some way? How did you guys deal with scaling yourself?
Yeah, no, it's a great call. I mean, I think we actually didn't end up scaling up. We ended up, we had a larger team then than we did now, than we do now. We actually ended up scaling down and just getting a little bit smarter about how we allocate resources, a little bit more strategic about where we invest and deploy our resources. One of the things, I think a startup, especially, a startup with a lot of opportunity has is, there's so many different avenues you can go down. And if you're not very explicit about what you're doing, but I mean, even more so about what you're not doing, you can spend a lot of time spinning your wheels. So we got very strategic really in terms of what we were going to invest in. And we staffed those teams and we said, hey, great. I love all these other requests coming in. I know we can't quite do that right now, at least from the R&D perspective, which is much more, my wheelhouse. From a sales marketing perspective, we have pretty small but mighty teams and they do a damn good job. We've had to scale out our services a little bit more. Our professional services just to be able to help democratize this practice a little bit more. But for all intents and purposes, we've stayed, about the same, if not shrunk a little bit and just been a little bit more strategic about where we put our time and effort.
Interesting. Okay. So another thing that comes into mind is, so if I'm starting a company, I'm probably going to require a website. I'm probably going to require systems. When should a startup or when should a small business come to Gremlin? Should they come in the start when everything's not ready yet? Should they come when like everything is scaled up?
I mean, it's a great question. I think there's a little bit more impetus, maybe at larger scale. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know anything about reliability, about availability, the larger your company is, the more costly downtime is, the more it makes sense to really heavily invest in here. But this is, I mean, the idea of chaos engineering is the same thing as testing. It's a cultural identity. And if you can weave it into the fabric at the very beginning of your company, you're just going to be that much better down the road. So I think there are avenues for both. And I mean, we have a starter package for startups just so that they can start to get into the practice of actually testing all these, building for reliability, building for resiliency, so that they're not surprised down the road when they're a much larger company. And then we have, obviously professional services, huge enterprise packages where it's like, hey, we want to just cover the entire surface area. Gremlin can really help anybody at any stage of their journey.
Perfect. It sounds like something you should get on as soon as possible.
I would obviously agree. I staked my career on it. So, you know, I'm all in.
Matt is like, yes, 100%. Start stress testing ASAP.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on our show, Matt. Is there anything you want to tell our viewers?
You know, not too much. I mean, I think it's been a couple of rough months, if not longer than that, for everybody. So I think what I'll just say is, you know, keep everyone keep your head up and stay resilient. You know, resilience is really the word of 2020, at least in my mind, and rolling on over into 2021.
That is so true. Thank you so much for being here, Matt. Take care.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.